Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about an exchange program that you may or may not be aware of that Mount Edgecombe High School has with a university in China is Dave Knapp. Hi, Dave.
Good morning.
And I guess I should just, in the way of full disclosure, mention that we had this pretty much this conversation on an airplane. We were seatmates
yes.
recently, and I don't often drag my seatmate. In fact, you're the first. You're the first seatmate that I've said, you've got to come on the morning show.
And I'll put a star on the calendar.
Yeah, there you go, and talk about this. And I had known that you have been traveling to China a lot since your retirement. You were the former campus president or campus director of the UAS when it was still more of a community
It was college. Called Sitka Community College.
Sitka Community College, and you retired, and you kind of began teaching in China, and it has evolved into this kind of cultural exchange with Edgecombe. But why don't you tell us a little bit about it? How did it get started? How did you become involved in China? How did the program develop?
Well, there are two pieces to it. I've been a member of the Rotary Club here in town for a long time. And one of the things that Rotary does that I've always felt was good was have an exchange student going, one coming in and one going out. So then in the summer of 1993, my wife and I decided, hey, it would be good to have some sort of an international experience. So the short version is, we ended up in Kunming, China, Maryland, teaching English at the college level, and I taught at the high school level, just conversational English. And while there, I was speaking with the director of the international programs there at the university, and I thought, gee, I wonder if we could get a couple of students to come to Sitka as an exchange. And it was a new idea over there, one that was a little scary to them. In other words, how much exposure to something else do we want? But the short version is we worked it out, and we had two girls come over here in January of 94. We're here for a very short time, successfully.
At Sitka High School?
Yes, at Sitka right. High School. And so from there on, it was for a semester, always the fall semester. And it stayed at Sitka High for about 3 years and then moved over to Edgecombe.
Right. Okay. I wonder what those early conversations were like for people in Kunming, Sitka, Alaska. I mean, Sitka is not New York. It's not Chicago. I mean, you probably have to actually pull out a globe or a map and explain.
Well, that's true. You know. If you were in a conversation with locals and they, you know, ask, where are you from? And I'd say, Alaska. The almost universal reaction was, oh, very cold.
Right.
So, it's like, China. What's it like there? Well, it depends on where you are.
Sure. Well, I imagine that might have been a barrier right off the bat, is that, I don't know anything about the climate or conditions in Yunnan province, but I imagine if you've got a stereotype about Alaska, that's going to be a barrier.
But they felt there was something about it, a mystique, that it was exciting, and they wanted to know more.
Okay.
How big is it? What's it like? Who's there? Things like that.
And did you find that you kind of built a self-sustaining cycle that you'd have the students, those two girls in 1994, went back and kind of reassured people that we're okay?
Oh, sure. Oh, definitely. They were here for that 5 weeks as high school juniors. Mm-hmm. Went back to finish their junior year and all of their senior year, and then went on to college. I still hear from two of those, mm-hmm. from those two, and saw a few others.
All right.
And it was unilaterally a good experience.
How did this evolve into an Edgecombe program? And the Edgecombe program is still in place today.
Yes, it is. There were two students there this past fall semester. It evolved there. There was a change in the visa requirements by the U.S. government. Used to go through the Department of Immigration, now goes through Homeland Security. And there were some things that made it more complex. The other thing that was desirable for going over to Edgecombe was that at that time there was a delightful fellow named Ray Stein, who was the Chinese language teacher. At that time, Sitka High School has no Chinese language teaching. Edgecombe also has dormitories.
Right. So housing and communication.
Yes.
In Chinese were both available at Edgecombe.
Yes.
And also the academic opportunity presented by having native Chinese speakers.
That's right. Right. One of the things that makes it difficult, but not impossible, for the students coming over is the families have to pick up the cost of airfare.
Right.
And that's substantial, especially for Chinese.
So you continue to go back and spend considerable time in Kunming. And is your time there devoted to the selection process?
Yes. So, I had a little bit of sightseeing.
Yeah. How does it work? How much time is involved? How often are you back there?
Okay, so this next October, I'm going to make my 18th trip. The first few years after we were finished teaching full-time in Kunming, I asked the school there if I could come over and teach, but just for a couple of months. And they said yes, and I did that for quite a while. But do that in addition to going through the selection process for students. So now we concentrate on that. And to answer your question, I'm over there for about 2 weeks, maybe 16 or 17 days.
Every year?
Yes.
And do you interview the candidates, or do they somehow try and impress you with their desire to come to Alaska? Do you ever run into the "it's so cold"?
No, they don't ask me about that.
Yeah.
The way it works is the faculty there has a very positive attitude towards the program, and so they put out an announcement. So anybody that wants to get their parents' permission and try out for this spot, and there are only two spots available, one from each school, come to a specified room and whatnot, and we give them all a written test. They're all in the same room, same time, and they get the same question. You have to think about it in terms of if you had here, your listeners, if they had a foreign language in high school, how much did they really learn? So these kids have this page that I hand out to them, and they have 1 hour to write in English the answer to this, among other, we choose some questions, but it's always one question. And it says, one purpose of this program is to promote better understanding between countries of the world. How would your going to Mount Edgecombe High School in Alaska help this purpose? And that's kind of a heavy question.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit there and they grind that out for an hour. And we choose 10, sometimes 8, but usually 10 kids from that group. And this last time there were 48 that sat for the exam.
Wow.
And we give those 10 an oral, individual oral exam, and it makes them think. It's nothing they can look up. For example, we say just a couple of questions. How does your family feel about you going so far? What would you like the people of Alaska to know about China? What would you do if you got homesick? And from that, we choose a winner and an alternate from each of the two schools.
So the students that come to Edgecombe, are they fairly proficient in English?
Oh, yes.
By this time?
Oh, yes.
What do you think they derive from the experience? If they're not necessarily getting language, what do you see as the principal benefit to the kids who come here?
I've asked several of the students who have come back to Kunming what they thought about it, and one of them put it succinctly. She says, "The first thing I learned was that there's more to the world than Kunming." Another one said once, "We've always been taught that the socialist system that we have in China is the best in the world, and yet you have ways to work with the citizens of your, I don't know about the country, but at least Alaska. You work with them." And it's they were positive about it. They appreciated the friendships.
Mm-hmm. So it is true, sort of a cultural exchange.
Yes.
And
yes.
I guess the and so it's two high schools in Yunnan who are, and they're both associated, they're both sort of operate under the umbrella of the university.
Yes.
There. And there must be some appreciation by those officials that the kids will come back with an experience of a different form of social system.
Yes, that's true. The they are also experienced in the kids. It's a totally different kind of educational system.
Right.
Totally different emphasis.
Okay. And so far, no Edgecombe student yet to return the favor.
Well, there was one.
Okay.
And that's something we are working rather strongly on. The last time I was in Kunming, we talked about that. And they felt that they could provide a small group meeting, four or five, for up to, let's see, a couple of weeks after Edgecombe School was out, but the school in Kunming was still going.
Right.
They could give them individual by group. They could give them free instruction.
All right.
And their housing wouldn't be provided, but it is extremely inexpensive.
Okay. And then there's just the plane ticket getting over there. I
mean, that's the hook.
The barrier right there. So, Dave, we're just about out of time, but I understand that, I guess, Marilyn, your wife, has just retired as curator of the Anchorage Museum, and you and she are sort of reestablishing your roots in Sitka, and you're going to be turning this program over to another Sitkan.
That's right. Marilyn and I came back here from Anchorage a year ago last month.
Right.
At my age, I felt that it was probably time to slow down.
Okay.
Not to stop, but to slow down. So I looked around and found somebody who would go with me for a couple of years to become acquainted and then take it over. And John Holst is going with me next. Well, he went with me last October and will next year, and after that, he'll be on his own.
Why am I not surprised? John Holst, former Sitka School District Superintendent and Assemblyman, and it seems like an interesting a program that is certainly worth sustaining. Certainly the students in Yunnan are getting a lot out of it, and it couldn't be hurting the Edgecombe community to have this kind of window into another continent, you know, right there at school all the time. So
that's right.
Dave Knapp, thanks so much for coming in and talking about this exchange program. And if I were ever sitting on a plane together, let's resume this conversation.
We'll do it.